When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi. Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is episode 218 of the Oprah Rose Show.
It's a new year, y'all.
We're back. The dolls is tired. I mean, we always say that, but everybody needs a break. It's the whole panoramic. We're tired. We needed a break. Everybody needs a break every now and again. But yes, we are back. Yes. We're back.
2020 part two.
Oh, yeah. Technically part three.
Well, yeah, you know. Well, yeah. It's the trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did not realize we've been in this long until everybody was saying that. Like I was,
we're never leaving it.
Never, we're never. No,
no, no.
Ever, ever.
Mm. Thanks no. to America, mm-mm. This is all of our fault.
It is.
This is really our fault.
When you look at the map of like the world and the cases of the world, and then you look and it's all red over there in the United States, it's like, of course it is.
Yeah, I'm so over it.
We're atrocious.
Well, you know, like, rate, subscribe, tell a friend, write in any of your, you know, panorama stories or anything to the OprahRoseShow@gmail.com. Again, like we said, a new year, you know how people, this is the first year I feel like that, you know, all those resolutions and shit, like, it's okay. We're just taking it day by day, step by step, stone by stone. But you know, if you do want to talk about anything, send it in the OprahRoseShow@gmail.com again.
Yeah, I wonder how my sis from Chicago doing that Patreon that we did where she wrote in about her long date, the date that went throughout the day, and found out that he was messing with her best friend too.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Or that, send any updates to your letters that you've written in.
Right.
You know, we love it.
We love an update. Yeah.
We love a good iOS update. You know,
yes.
Just send it in. Yeah. Send it in.
It's good. Send it on like D'Angelo.
Send it on.
Oh, that's a beautiful ass song.
Ain't it?
I ain't gonna sing it.
No singing in 2022.
That's singing in the trilogy. That falsetto is like I said, that falsetto is way too high. You can sing it. Dee Dee, TT, you're out. Okay. We're not singing that. No. We could sing, you know, Mary J. Blige just celebrated a birthday. We could sing, you know, Monet Tejada.
Shout out to Monet Tejada. I wish we had some horns to shout out. She is like an advertising and walking billboard for like living your best life above the age of 50.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I am inspired. 51 today, or the day that we recorded this episode.
Yes.
So shout out to her.
And I mean, I hope she is happy, you know, throughout all her, everything she'd have been through in her whole life and whatnot. I really do. I hope my sis finally found a little, you know, some happiness.
Me too. It seemed like it, but you never know.
Right. You never know. You know, leave it up to Monet. She ain't never smiled in one episode. So I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a part of her character. Like they like, you can't smile, Monet.
She smiled a couple times. No, she smiled when she's with Dante. when he took her on that helicopter ride, she was smiling.
Oh, she had that tiny little smirk that like,
yeah, it was.
And then she's not showing no teeth laughing out loud.
Yeah, right. No, she's not doing that.
But she gonna give you a little side smirk.
Yeah,
she is miserable that her nigga is out of jail. Okay, miserable.
So no one will know peace because he is out.
I saw a tweet. You know, when she choked Diana up, and it said, "Not Shirley Mary J. Blige choking out Shirley Caesar." I said,
"This is not how I expected 2022 to go."
Which is, you know, there's so much stuff that that 2022 has already started off with, but what has been going on with y'all? We ain't did an update since we ain't been here for a few weeks. Any updates, any news, anything new you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, 2022 is a year getting money, is what I've just been seeing. And I think I've just been reminded of that just because of the fact that me and 6ix6ix Poppy are trying to move. So we're trying to like do this grand move to Brooklyn, and it's just taking forever to find a place. And we finally find this place, and it comes with all these fucking stipulations. And if anybody lives in New York, you know, finding an apartment in New York takes forever. Mm-hmm. And then now they be doing this shit like gross rent and net rent, where they girl, let me tell you, they will advertise a price that is the net price. So let's say said net price is $3,000 and the gross is $3,500. So what you essentially are paying is the $3,000, but they'll like, oh, we'll give you a month free. So technically you pay the $3,500 because they gave you the month free. That's how they calculated it. So they get you with the gotcha. And then you really are advertising a $3,000 apartment. And so what happens in a year is that that little $500 buffer is going to go away, and then you're going to raise my rent. So now we're probably going to be talking about $3,700 in a year. That is what's happening in New York right now.
I did not, when I was looking, they did. It was a lot of that net growth, but I never even thought about the year after. I never even thought about that. Yeah, because these places are probably, I mean, like, mine was different, but I think these places are probably giving you like year, 2 years and stuff like that.
Yeah, some of them, they're not doing 2 years. No one's doing 2 years. People are doing 18 months. 18 months is the most that they'll let you sign.
Oh, for. Okay.
No one's doing 2 years. They won't lock you in into that net price. But a lot of this came out of COVID. And in 2020, because a lot of people were fleeing the city, that they needed to, you know, advertise these nice apartments for a lower rate to get people in them. And so what's happening
now... That's
what
now, I was thinking.
Yeah,
that's
what's happening started now, it. If you were moved in 2020 into this nice building for like a crazy price, your rent now, 18 months later, is going up like crazy.
And so wasn't there a law put in place that you can't raise the rent over a certain percentage? So that's not applicable to this?
That's not, because they can raise it on the gross rent, not the net. The net is a special.
Oh my gosh.
They find it. God bless.
Gotcha. Okay. So today our landlord for our building in Harlem sent us a renewal lease, and the rent is going up $50. So it was like, you should probably sit your ass down, save some more money before you deal with this whole fuck shit of gross net and dealing with a new management and that whole thing. So we're trying to decide what we want to do, because we, one, want more space for this surrogacy journey that we're going through, and then two, wanting to save as well. So it's like, what's more important?
Yeah, that's tough.
So that's where I am right now.
It is not easy.
Y'all have a 2-bedroom now, or just a one?
Just a one now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm up under my nigga all day. So I would love to have an additional bedroom where, you know, you can just watch shows that I want to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, just do something else.
Yeah. Got it.
Ain't that crazy?
That's wild.
Welcome to New York, y'all.
You know, I'm trying to make my exit to Atlanta Or I saw a TikTok.
Oh, why that came up last night? We literally just talked about that last night. And I was like, I've never thought about it.
Moving to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm giving Welcome to Atlanta where the players play all every day. But then, like I said, I saw a TikTok for a house, $300,000 in Texas. And it was like humongous, like a mansion. So I was like, oh, is Texas next?
Girl.
I mean, Texas kind of has been, oh, you mean next for you. I thought you meant like the next.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, no, okay, right. I know like Houston for is. I ain't moving to no damn Texas. And there's no
girl, I was like, I was not like, with that governor.
That also, it took, I was just like, it takes forever to go everywhere. Like,
this was a big ass state.
It was a big ass state. Houston was huge. I was like, damn, yeah. I'm a state just driving in Houston. Had the wrong hotel one time and it was literally 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
Like from what I thought was the main area. I was like,
because everybody got to have a land, girl. They got to have their acres.
You know, Chad, I am so open to Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm just,
yeah, I hate down there.
Bitter cold like this, like how today is. You can't go nowhere. Like, I cannot remember. Like walking to work when it's this cold out, like I almost forgot what that
like
was.
That was like a thing, yeah.
Because
it's like, you know, I was back at work in the summer, so and I was like, "Do we actually?" Then I really, you know, you forget. You're like, "Did we actually go to work in these frigid temperatures?"
It was on the train, breathing people's air and each other's faces.
I really
smashed
can't.
On each other. Ugh.
On top of each other.
Another thing that the panty has shown us, like I need convenience and space and all these other things. Like, ooh, we were really living in squalor.
In squalor for sure.
I mean, if anything, I've been asking more and more, why do I live here?
That's a great question to ask.
I don't know. I can't really answer it anymore.
I feel like I when you're young and you're thriving, like, and you're aspirational, like, gotcha. Like, I'm getting on the subway. I'm chasing my career.
It's great.
Hanging out in bars every night. But we getting older. That is not.
Right.
That's and I mean, I speak for myself, but that shit is true. Attractive to me.
I'm trying to save money. You can't save money going out every night.
No, you can't.
I'm trying to pull up to a parking garage.
That's it. And look, I do think New York is one of, it is my favorite city. There's no city like it. But yeah, I've just, we have outgrown each other, or I have outgrown her rather. And like I said, I just need peace. Like, I'm literally, I'm all set. Yeah, if I had a job that I could relocate, I would I mean, I feel like I'm going to be one of those eternal New Yorkers, but if I had something that I could really consider it, I'd be looking into that like right now. But child, you know, I'm back at work in a month, so
she ain't going nowhere.
C'est la vie.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, 2022 for me, that definitely is like upward movement but saving money at the same time, so I don't know how you do both of those things, but they both need to happen. So just trying to think of 100 ways to make some more money. That's not OnlyFans.
Where are you at?
OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
I'm dead.
Are we working on it?
Okay. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Is on that? That's where you at right now? What's going on with you?
I feel like nothing and everything all at the same time, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
2022, my New Year's was cool. Nothing crazy. I did, I don't think I did really resolutions, more so just like wrote down some goals, but I do that every year, you know, short-term goals, long-term goals. I review where the goals that I had wrote down before, see where I'm at with that, make adjustments, you know, that whole shit. I'm doing dry January like I usually do.
How is that going?
I'm actually really miserable.
Yeah.
I'm watching Didi have his wine and I want a glass of wine so bad.
I'm so sorry. I forgot that you were doing that or else I would not have had wine.
Oh, no. Please indulge. Just tell me what it smell like.
He was definitely talking about it and he was like, we all gonna be zombies anyway.
So just get drunk.
Yeah. No. Well, honestly, if I didn't have my surgery, I wouldn't have probably been committed to it, but I have to because of the blood thinning. And then post, it will be because of the medication. So it really just kind of worked out.
Okay. You can't drink?
So they don't want you to drink 1 week leading up. And then I think however long you're on the pain meds, because it's it's some real shit. So it's like after that, like if I'm not taking the pain medication, then I can
then you go can. Back to Got consumption. It.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
But my my good friend who just got her physician assistant's degree, medical degree, she just got hers done and she was like, nah, you should do 2 weeks before just to help with the healing process.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't know alcohol thins you out like that.
Me either. Yeah. Well, my shit must be like water, baby. It is clear.
And that's what I said, because I was like, should I drink every fucking day? I probably do need to do these 2 weeks leading up to so that I can be fine.
Yeah, we
don't need no problems.
I was so hungover on New Year's Day. And then we were still drinking. Oh my God.
That's smart.
I was so tired. I was like,
girl, they had me up early. So I took TT to the apartment that me and
Sister Did you like it, T?
It was cute. It was right around the corner.
And it was close to her. We would have been neighbors, but I'm not getting said apartment because I hated the management company. Would have cursed them out if I could have in hindsight, but hindsight's 2020. Not going with that place. But we were definitely hungover the next day on the first.
And it wasn't like a horrible one, but it was just like, whoo, I can't be. I low key think I'm allergic to alcohol, but
it's allergic.
It never really sits right with me, and I don't stop. Like, why would I stop? Like,
it don't sit right with you.
You know, I can have like 3 glasses of wine, and I'm like hungover sometimes. And I will say sometimes it just depends, like, you know, as long as I eat, I'm usually fine. Mm-hmm. I have been taking my little Tylenol, but taking my Tylenol every night, like if I drink like in excess or whatever, even just 3 glasses and I'm fine. But yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what that would be like for me. Last time I tried to do Dry January was I think like 2019, and I got pissed off.
2019 too.
No, I got pissed off like day 13 and was like, somebody give me, and I think I had a vodka soda at that. Like, it was like, give me a vodka soda, please. And never look back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was doing ginger ale because we were still out in 2019. So
Yeah. I was out in the bar.
Oh, let me get a ginger ale with 2 limes, please.
Yeah.
I've been drinking hella club soda.
I'm a very social drinker. It's hard. Mm. I also don't have a lot of willpower, which, yeah, I probably should not drink them, but
TT's hungover voice is hilarious. I love to imitate it.
Why?
How'd it go?
It's like real raspy. Hey, what's up?
That's her hangover voice and her morning voice.
My morning voice. It's my like, even
it's
if
so
I'm really,
raspy.
If I'm really tired, if I start to lose my voice, it's all the same.
We were driving to T's house on the first, so the day after we celebrated New Year's Eve together, and it was me, Maine, and Sixes Poppy, and I was in the car like, y'all, T about to open his door and be like, hey, y'all, what's up? What y'all can go on downstairs.
I always had it though.
Yeah, I could go downstairs.
I'm dead. I definitely did. Like same
like that.
Yeah.
What'd she do? Go downstairs and gave us a bottle. And when we went downstairs,
I had to like take a shower. I was like, let me brush my teeth. Like I hadn't done anything. Nothing. I was laying in that bed all day, baby.
Yeah, New Year's did look really fun.
It was cute. Yeah, it was cute. New Year's, you know, is always that holiday that's like so much anticipation, and it's either like so much money or it's just not fun. So I was like, this almost worked out better.
It did. I like intimate New Year's Eves.
I do too.
It's not the hoopla and like, oh, I gotta look good. I gotta spend all this money on this stuff. I like it when it's that way.
Yeah, I was just so happy that I didn't have to like put on a tight dress because, you know, I mean, I have the same, it's not even a resolution. I'm always trying to lose weight, be a better person. I don't even think I thought about it this year. Was just like, I told you step by step, like, you know, there's obviously some things I want to accomplish, but I think, yeah, first up is this, I got to lose 22 pounds. I'm taking these little
22.
What is it called? The cleaner. I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm gonna give y'all an update, or maybe we'll do like a Patreon or something about it if it really works. But I feel like it's really starting.
You've taken it already?
I started Sunday.
How many times you went to the bathroom today?
5.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
You giving bride the girl from Bridesmaid like
before 11 a.m.
Oh.
Well, in your defense.
It's supposed to do that. They literally,
right.
Some of them, they tell you, like, some people are like, I went to work when you read the review. Some people are like, I could not go to work. So I guess it just, I don't know. I guess it depends if you have like a flexible schedule or something, but it's also supposed to like keep it off, which, you know, like I had a friend that did one of those tea cleanses, and because it was like more so water weight, you just gain it all back. So, and it was like 14 days. Again, I just said I'm not going 14 days without drinking. This one didn't even say, it didn't even give you no instructions. Like I had to read like very deep on another page that was like, maybe you shouldn't drink. But I have a dinner tomorrow, so I don't know. Maybe I'll have like one glass of wine. I haven't made up my mind, but
you might not want to take so many when you go out tomorrow.
Well, it's at, once you get past the morning, it's fine. Oh, it's okay. Really odd. Like once you get past 12, you're fine.
So yeah, how long you take this?
It's 7 days.
7 days.
Okay. That's not bad. And you
take some people like they did 5. Like I might low key even just do 5. But
it's like what, 4 pills a day?
8. 4 in the morning, 4 at night.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Woo.
So we'll see the cleaner.
So was Zeus talking about you in his post today?
It was so funny. He said something. He's like, I didn't even read it all because I have to go back and read it. He said, I actually thought of you in all our interactions.
I didn't read all of it either. But the first, I think it was like the first paragraph I read.
And oh, it was like I want to laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was like, anything that's something is probably not good for you or some shit.
Yeah.
Like
that. I could imagine.
Oh, I didn't even tell him about my pills.
Not good for you.
Yeah, I didn't even tell him about my pills because I didn't want the judgment.
Right.
You know what's coming.
I've definitely done a cleanser before, and I got it from GNC. It was 7 day too. But I was going, bitch. I couldn't.
Did you lose weight?
I did it like right before we went to last New Year's Eve when we went to Antigua. I did it for that. So I can be with a flat stomach, bitch.
Mm-hmm. How much weight did you lose? Do you remember?
It wasn't necessarily the number. I just wanted to be able to suck my stomach in and it just be straight up and down.
But you felt like your inches or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm excited. Listen, I could lose 1 pound at this point and I would be ecstatic, okay? Because that's 21 pounds closer to my goal bed.
Okay.
Because the way these pounds, and then, you know, like that.
Maybe it's stress.
Well, I think also like post-COVID trying to work out is honestly, it's like the hardest thing I've ever done. My endurance is still not all the way back. Like it's tough, like very, very tough.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know.
Well, and just like that, she's back on the Peloton.
I know every time I'm on there, I have a really bad joke that I don't want to say, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I do be feeling like big whenever I get on there now. No,
girl, oh, bitch.
No. Well,
luckily, it's a fake show, so we can make that joke. It's not like he's a...
Oh, no.
Now you be feeling like big.
That crazy ass show. I know. It's just something to watch, like, you know... And if there's stuff that y'all are watching, please write in and tell us if you want us to discuss anything. Y'all already know we love a good own show. I am watching a crazy ass Portia. She needs to stop.
Are you watching that foolishness?
I just happened to tune in to the fight episode. I don't even watch it. Sixes probably watches it. And I was like, oh, let me watch it with you. And then it was that episode. I was like, why does she sign up for this?
She has to, they cannot renew that for another season. It makes her look absolutely insane. And you keep in mind, you haven't even seen all the other ones. Like it actually puts Dennis in a better light. Like looks crazy.
I've seen that on Twitter, that Dennis is the star of the show in the better light.
And low key Simon has all the sense in the world. Like how do the men around you actually look better than you when this is your show?
She's like, that's terrible.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's
oh, really bad. Wow. I think I have watched the episode and it was a snooze fest.
I told you I'm out of shows. I'm watching my British crime shows.
Did y'all watch Stay Close on Netflix?
Uh-uh. I'm watching that. Wait, which one is that actually?
That is, it's also a British show, but it's the woman who changed her identity. She has like a whole new family.
Oh, I stopped. I couldn't get into it. I stopped, tried to start it again and was like, I do not like this show. And yeah,
there was a lot going on. I mean, and currently while we're taping this, it's number two on Netflix. So it was like, oh, let me check that out. So we watched like three episodes last night, but I could see how you would be over it.
So I realized that I'm watching another one and then I watched Marcella. That to me, I think that's like how they do the shows though. It's literally 16 probably different storylines that are going
on. Oh, it's a lot of storylines.
And then it's like not until the last episode it all comes together. Marcella was just like that Stay Close and the one I'm watching. I even tried Luther and I was like, what is this? But I think it's just their style of shows or something that it's just a lot going on. Yeah, Stay Close was like 60,000 things. Those are,
And then all watch that. There's a documentary, a docuseries on Netflix called The Times Square Killer or something like that. And that shit was kind of insane.
That I do have that in my thing to watch, my watch list.
That's on what network?
Huh?
What network? Netflix?
Netflix, yes, Netflix. He killed like over 100 people.
What? In Times Square? What year was this?
Not only in Times Square. It was like in between Jersey and New York. But this was like during the like pre-Disney World Times Square. This was when it was the whole, when it was the deuce.
Right. Okay, it was like, it was given Peep Show Times Square.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. When it was all of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And pre-forensics, it was very interesting because it was before like all of the technology and things like that, and a very archaic way of like how police officers would have to solve crimes, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was really good.
Okay. I'll definitely put that to some usage. And then so glad Euphoria is back.
Yeah.
So glad, but I'm not glad.
Glad because the stress.
Because don't nobody want to have fucking the heart attack, heart palpitations every fucking Sunday night. We already stressed. We got to go to work the next day. Now you fucking going to fucking have my blood pressure through the roof, girl. And I need to be decompressing so that I can go to sleep. But now I got to fucking chain smoke a whole ass blunt, girl, so I can calm my nerves because y'all done shot the shit so beautifully, but then had all this fucking mess happening.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's shot so beautifully, and I've seen that so much being said on Twitter, and I just have to like second, third, fourth, fifth that statement, and that I would literally like pause certain parts of the show and rewind it back and be like, how the fuck did they do that? Like where it was like, you know, the shot of Fez and his younger brother like in the gas station, and it would like show them as little kids and go up top to the roof where grandma was getting her tan on.
Yes, that was like a lot of that scene. And then when they was in the party and they was like panning from one room to the next, I was just like, I wish I could see how
I would love to just see how
how the cinematographer did that.
And that is one of those shows you always have to watch that after, because when they explain like a lot of that, and then even
they got an actor.
Mm-hmm. It's really good because they tell you like, you know, this is all shot on film, and they had to get like the film made from Kodak. That was a conversation on Twitter. But then they tell you, and then they even like break down like how they wanted the difference in tone of season two to look different than season one. They always have an after one that's good.
Yeah, they shot it on film and had Kodak bring back film specifically for them. It's like called Etch-A-Chrome, and that they brought it back specifically for Euphoria.
Yeah, so that is a very expensive show.
Right. I'm like, are they using this Game of Thrones budget since it's like still on the books or something? Like what budget are y'all using for this show?
It might be the Game of Thrones because they freed up some budget.
They freed up some budget.
But I don't understand, I guess, how it's like, obviously everybody that has HBO Max is watching the shows, but like there's no advertising. I'm always interested in like how would they break down a show?
How is their revenue?
Yeah. And then obviously the chatter, you know, something like an Insecure, and you know, you can see that it's a popular show.
Right.
But you know, like versus I can't even think of another show on HBO right now, like Curb or something like that, that's had so many seasons. It's like, are they still using Nielsen ratings? Remember, you used to always like see those.
Oh yeah, they probably are.
Pay attention to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now they, you know, obviously impressions, so they'll pull the feed from like all those hashtags that you use. So if you want to be supportive of a show that you like, it is good to use the hashtag. So, you know, they'll be able to put that information in their data.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I always be try to hashtag Ready to Love.
Me too.
Always try to do me a good own show.
Right, because look, I'm looking at the hashtags just to steal the memes.
For
any show. Like, I'm like, the if you look at a hashtag for a show, people use so many different memes and GIFs. I'm mm-hmm. be like, oh, let me take this one real quick. This is cute.
I can't. Well, I mean, and that's it. I mean, that has been the new year, just catching up on shows, child. And then, you know, your I guess shade room antics, if you want to call them that.
They are shade room antics.
You know, Drake putting like hot sauce in, between Drake putting a hot sauce in a condom or whatever, which who told that I have so many questions. Kanye and his little photo shoot for the new girlfriend.
Steve
or whoever the nigga Kim fucking his ex-girlfriend.
Wait, come again?
Julia is Kim Kardashian's current boyfriend, ex-girlfriend. Stop. They was on a cover together about three years ago.
Oh, and they was in Paper Magazine together.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. How did I miss that? I did not know that.
Yeah, that came.
They
trying to make her happen. They trying to make her like fetch, but she's not gonna happen.
Yo, Kanye,
Julia Fox.
Sick. He's sick.
Well, you know what? I'm not the demo. I am a regular Black girl. I only like Black people shit. It'd be occasional few white people like Reese Witherspoon who enter into my universe, my metaverse. So Julia could be the it girl.
I've never heard of her a day in my life.
I've heard of her from two different things. So she was on Uncut Gems, which is the movie and Adam Sandler on Netflix. So she was
actress? I never seen that movie either.
A slash model slash,
and then she also
pretty girl slash.
She has a podcast called Forbidden Fruit. It's a Spotify exclusive. Her and another girl do it, but they're like very like born New York, born and raised New York, and it's always in the party scene. So all of their guests on the show are like old school New York people that are like in the party scene. Like I listened to one episode with Leah from Housewives of New York. It was another episode of this girl named Kat who used to work at Condé Nast, but like was like addicted to drugs. And it was like a whole thing. She made a book out of it.
Wait, you listened to this before?
I listened to it before they started.
Really? Okay.
It was such a controversial podcast. I was like, let me check out a couple episodes. Mm. But then now her following has grown. Like I was like, let me look at her Instagram to see what following she's at when she was out at dinner with Kanye. And it was like around like 500K. From that weekend afterwards, it was like, I think she's at like close to 900 now.
Wow.
Which shows you just what photos do, because it's really all photos.
I'm sorry, that was a little extra. They did a whole interview.
Well, like, yes, the interview magazine. Yeah.
A whole feature. Like that is so sick to me. Like I don't even know what the motivation behind it, if it's just to make, you know.
It's also crazy because she met him on the 31st of December and that article came out on the 4th of January.
Even the way that she's saying it. Like it almost, I'm like, did nobody prep her? It was like on the fly, like she was talking to her homegirl, like, I can't believe it. It's every girl's dream, bitch. Like, we met on the 31st. Yes. We doing like whole photo shoot.
Now I'm getting wires, I'm getting a photo shoot. But I'm like, that photo shoot in the clothes was kind of like a shade, but also like a blessing at the same time.
Oh yeah.
Basically telling you can't dress. Bitch.
No, but keep in mind, but Kanye did that with Kim.
She couldn't fucking dress.
I don't think that's fair.
No, Kim Kardashian could not dress for years. And even when she got her CFDA award, and I think that's what it is, the fashion award. When she got it, she said that she paid homage to Kanye also for her fashion.
I believe that, but I think to me at least, it seems like it's more of a control thing. He could be dating
absolutely. He's a narcissist. No, absolutely.
I looked at a thread and it was like, you know, he told Amber what to wear. He was telling Kim what to wear. It's also like, if you are that obsessed with women's fashions, like, why don't you then get a bitch that can dress that you don't need to fix or whatever? Even like,
what's the fun in that? What's the fun? Where's the fun? We and he said at the same time. What's the fun?
That is sick.
He's a control freak. He's a narcissist. So he'll like, never be with someone who can dress and who can be
like, that is disgusting. And then, like I said, whose idea was it to be like, oh, let's get this placed in interview? Like, what?
I think it was his, because the thing about the interview, the thing about the whole thing was they went to dinner at Carbon and then they went to the hotel afterwards and he had a full suite of the clothes with the interviewers there. So she had no idea about the clothes or the interview itself. So to your point about being prepped, there's no prep because I'm walking into this and this girl is asking me questions. Cause when you look at the article, it's by her, because essentially it's just her.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to her.
That's like his version of a test.
Right.
Like Drake's version of the hot sauce test.
Yeah.
It was like, can you now do an interview being surprised by all this Diesel spring summer collection? What's going on?
It was, you're joking, or it was Diesel?
It was Diesel spring summer 22.
Wait, what? I'm sorry.
That was supposed to be impressive, but I'm not a fashion girl, so I'm like, it could be impressive.
It's not. Why is a Diesel collection coming out?
Maybe. I have no idea why he chose Diesel, but then now people
are honestly working with them. But wouldn't that be I feel like that would be a breach of contract with Gap,
right? And then apparently, I keep seeing all this shit about how Kim doesn't pay for Balenciaga. But he does. And I have seen like 3 stories about this. And you would think that if he was really trying to be petty, I was like, you would put her in that or something.
That's too petty to put her in Balenciaga.
He put her
subtly, she had a Balenciaga bag. So I don't know.
Bitch, I'm undone. That is hilarious. I did not know that. I have even more questions now.
Oh, about Diesel? But it's not breach of contract, G, because he is not wearing Diesel, only her.
I'm a collaboration.
And I was thinking about
I don't think it's his collaboration. I think it was
like, why would you choose that? That's so random.
It's so specific.
So I'm about to be like, go on Diesel's site and see what
the fuck.
Right, and maybe it looked good.
Well, she was out last night. They were out together and she had on more Diesel. So it might be like that's her shit kind of thing.
Yeah, or maybe she must have been
in the hotel then. Because if she met him, I mean, who was he with in Miami?
That was the 30th. That was so. Oh, that I did my investigation. Okay. That was the 30th. She met him the next night.
And he said, this one, we work. We'll do this.
This one will work.
We'll do a trade since you with Kim. I'll take your own bitch.
That man. You
know, everybody's recycled.
That man need help.
But it's amazing what he can do to someone's career. His cosign is like an insane.
Like, imagine if we actually saw, like, Drake won't do that, but like, imagine if he would actually, you know what I mean? Like, actually outwardly facing claim or date one of these women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not surprised by that at all. I think it's great for her.
Yeah.
You know, I had a good time.
Nearly doubled in a week.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
It's unfortunate that he's just picking like basic white bitches though.
Here we go.
He's lost.
Talk about it now.
Yeah. Surprised.
He's living his own rap. You know, when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. You talk about yourself.
But did y'all think that he was ever going to go back with like a black
woman? No, absolutely not.
But the 2 girls at the hotel was black.
Were they
presenting? No. No,
they were giving the blackfish. You know, the girls who are ambiguous. But then they try to fit into the black.
Latinx something.
Okay, that's fair.
I definitely got
but we don't need the drama. I mean, I'm like, I think we could use a come up, not the drama.
Right. I want a dressing room full of clothes. Shit. I want a dressing room full of clothes for all my sisters.
Right. For all my sisters. But he know he can't a black woman with him.
Never.
It's the read.
Ever.
We're never going to be delusional enough for him. We're never going to be controlled enough for him. Like, it'll you'll be able to control up until a certain point, and then it's giving rah, rah, rah. And then he kicking you out.
The SUV. For sure. For sure. He's kicking you out.
Mm-hmm. All of the lights.
Yeah.
That's a mess. That is
I mean, honestly, these pandemic relationships, I think just the pandemic itself has just kind of like illuminated a light on relationships in general. And I mean,
Or lack thereof.
And I think there's just been a lot of people using social media to just talk about the lack, to your point, G, and like the need for more. I know when we were talking about doing this show today, T, you had brought up the fact around like there was a young lady talking about the fact that because of the pandemic, she hasn't had those like intimate connections with people and like the lack thereof. Let me find that real quick. Cause it was like actually really good what she was saying, because I just feel like we're like fed all of these like Kanye and Julia, Kim and Pete, but it's like niggas in the house and it's not easy.
Right. For the rest of people.
Right. Yeah. The rest of the world, we're like watching each other deal with the pandemic in a way. And for normal people, it's hard. Like this young lady saying, like, if she got COVID, there's nobody to come take care of her because there's no man in her life, kind of thing. T, I think you're about to say something. Did I cut you?
No, keep reading.
And she's like, not a soul. They have to move into my household. And when's the last time anybody did that for their single friend? It's tough for everybody, everyone, which is very true. Like, we're in Omicron now, which is like the third variant of this virus. And so people are just like in their own little worlds. And I'm fortunately in a relationship, so I don't know what that would feel like to be alone, but a lot of people are alone dealing with this, and like I'm sure that has to suck. She also talks about couples talking about they haven't had sex, but she hasn't been intimately touched by someone in almost 2 years. Not a kiss, not a cuddle, not a deep long hug. There's so much more to intimacy than sex, and single people just been in the house with their pillows. And I just felt so bad like reading that, because it's true. Like, it's just something you don't think about. It's not your reality, but people are really going through things in this pandemic, and we're just being like fed all of this like relationships and nonsense, and we all just like going through shit right now. So we do have to be very sensitive and checking on your friends and sending a simple text to be like, hey, thought of you, hope you're doing well right now. Because we're kind of like, it's kind of like deja vu a little bit. We're like in the back. We're like back in the beginning of 2020 again.
It is. It does feel like that. It definitely does. But I think because we kind of were out a little bit, to me, it's a little worse. You know, like every single, you know, the air was clear.
Right.
There was animals in the street where, you know, you have some people that are, you're kind of out, kind of not out. Some people scared to be out, scared to not be out. Mm-hmm. And then I think, you know, going back to that point, it's like all of those kind of, you know, if you're just out at a bar, not to say that you can't, but like the likelihood of that now is just, it's not as frequent. Like you're not going
or
out
meeting somebody at a bar.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like that's what I meant. Sorry. Yes. Meeting somebody, like you're not going out after work because ain't nobody going to work. And then, you know, if you do go out, let's say you're going out and it's the weekend or something, like everybody stays in their own kind of pods, because imagine somebody that you don't know, I feel like even just trying to come in your space, a lot of times you're like, oh, wait a minute. Like,
right. Okay. Like, where your mask at, shorty, where your mask? But it's like, how else are you going to meet people?
So I'm a little high. So this could be a high thing, a high question, but I feel like I have like a little theory here.
Okay.
I don't think it's a coincidence that COVID-19 was unleashed, that required us to be and to become more reclusive, whether it be by choice or not by choice or forced, but it's encouraged to be recluse, to be kept to yourself, to be indoors, whatnot. And now within like in 2020, 2021, we get the launch of cryptocurrency. Everyone's talking about NFTs. Everyone's talking about this digital reality, this metaverse, and this whole like landscape of creating this alternate reality inside of the interwebs, right when we're experiencing the new normal. Like that just can't fucking be no coincidence.
That's a high thought, but it's but you are on to something. Like, remember when they were saying like COVID was because of 5G coming? Like, remember that was like a whole thing? Yeah, like,
was they lying?
They, I don't know.
We are not doing that.
It was getting real hot tap.
Carrie Hilson, we are not doing that.
Okay. You know, I had to get my Pythagorean theorem on.
To your point, G, like the idea of the metaverse really is speaking to people who won't leave the house. Like if I'm if I'm in Facebook's metaverse, I'm home. I'm not doing that at a bar. I'm not doing that hanging with my friends. Like that is something, it's almost like, I don't want to compare it to a video game in a way, but in a way it's like a video game where you are doing this on your own to talk to other people who are also at home. Yeah. I mean, I see its advantages.
And they're incentivizing you by telling you you can make money doing it. If you're early, if you're on it. So, and that's why they're pushing this fucking NFT shit. Like I know.
The only thing I think is that it's still for some people still so highbrow that it's definitely still from like a place of privilege. So and I feel like those people that are in it and like know about it and are invested and like I said, very much in it, they was going to be in it regardless. Now for everybody else that they didn't have the Brooklyn Tech students like walk out because they trying to make their asses go to school. Because if you also notice the other flip side of that though is now they're trying to make this whole like rush to go back to work, which is really for, you know, we started off and it was like essential workers. And then what's the dumbass mayor of New York's name?
Eric Adams. Can y'all, hold on, please. Don't forget your thought, but can you get your mayor out? Can you vote him out?
That nigga just got in.
I know, but he's terrible. I'm like, you need to kick him out. Okay.
He like, you know, all the comments that he made about, you know, low skilled workers and how it's affecting the economy. And then for everybody else though, like I said, it is this major rush to like get back in an office, which honestly, if you don't need to be in one, like why? I saw something today. I mean, I never read the full article, but the headline literally said something about once you get an office air, like COVID goes away or something like that. And I was just like, nigga, what? Again, it's this like huge rush to get the economy like going back and like get people out and get everybody in school. And the teachers, like I listened to a podcast earlier today and you know, the teachers, like some schools are shutting down some schools in some major cities are shutting down, but a lot of the teachers are like, why are we doing this? And then they, like I said, they won't do virtual learning for some of these schools. Right. So it's crazy because it is the reverse of like stay home, but everybody else goes back. Like we're not going to have another lockdown. We're not going to see that again. Think about it. We're not even going back to the planes is full. Like they not even, I loved it when they didn't have that little middle seat, child. That was
gosh, I love that.
That was low key the best part of all this.
It was.
Like, the flights is still stabilized, like, because it's like, they're not going to falter back on, cause it's completely like stay at home model where, you know, first, and I'm not saying that it worked for everybody, but for some people it did. They got rid of the, you know, like where you can be kicked out and everything like that. Like what is that called? Like the rent. What's the
end? Rent moratorium.
Like,
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Well, eviction moratorium, excuse me. Like you can't evict somebody.
Oh, okay.
That's still happening. Because paying their rent.
No, that's gone.
Oh, that's gone. That's gone. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's gone. Yep. And even to that point, I think when you were saying about you trying to find an apartment, like all of these things that are
and now
just,
it's like, the tax. It's like, oh, we lost all of our money in 2020, but this is capitalism. So everything is taxed and it's so much more expensive. And I don't don't know. I mean, them white people last year, they lost their goddamn minds for the reason of which they were protesting. But overthrowing the government might be what everybody needs to fucking do, because we can't keep moving like this.
It's just not them.
I hate all Democrats and Republicans equally at this point.
At this
I'm
point,
sick of the two-party system. Shit. Yeah, the Democrats ain't doing shit. I don't even know that they putting a Band-Aid on shit, but they down there at Clark Atlanta University and the Atlanta University Center over there trying to register for votes. No, get your fucking ass out of here. Get your fucking ass out of here, because I bet everybody there has a lot of accumulating debt that y'all won't address, but you coming down there asking them for their fucking vote. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. And you cut the fucking HBCU budget, and I'm done. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just, that riled me up when I saw it, because CAU was like posting it and shit. Like, fuck these niggas.
Fuck out of here.
I'm actually very scared for this next, the next presidential election. I feel like so many people, everybody's tired. It's like, for what? What it was 8 years ago, it was vote or die, and then it was this, and then this, and then it's like, but you also don't ever see change, or at least seemingly what it seems like is change to us. And then, people are running on platforms that then it's like, we're going to eliminate student debt, psych boo-boo, like, actually, right. No, we're not. It's tough that I'm like, child, Trump might be, it might be some crazy shit. That nigga going back.
Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back.
You took the words out of my mouth. I literally was like, but quiet as his cat, bitch. I knew what Trump stood for, and I knew what he wanted to do every day. I knew what was going on with politics every day because of Trump. I don't know what's going on no more.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what Biden talk about right now.
I know. Remember,
he was at Clark Atlanta recruiting, getting votes.
We ain't seen Kamala Harris in since she got elected, and then she went on Charlamagne's show, and everybody was like, "Huh?"
When did Charlamagne become Gayle King?
When, oddly enough, I watched it live too. I was like,
"Really?
Yeah."
You know, I was coming on.
I was somewhere. I was like in a hotel or something. Mm. And I was flipping through and it came on. And I was like, why is she so hype? Like, what is happening? I literally came on that part. I was like, what did I miss? Why is she so hype?
I felt like she was so hype because he was right in a way. Like, she almost felt like she had to combat what he was saying.
After seeing the full clip, I was like, oh, that's why she was so hype. Because he was.
He ain't wrong.
Yeah, it's not looking. And this is also after, already what was like a close election. Everybody was already over it. And then you got, like I said, even back to New York, like the police commissioner is a Black woman. And then you have Eric Adams. And I mean, it's just like, he gonna bring back Stop and Frisk.
He is. It'd be your own fucking people. The white people like him.
Officer.
It's giving like figurehead.
And you know what though?
Black people.
You know what though? I have to, because I have to hold us accountable too. Them fucking people who was doing all them robberies and fucking shit up in Atlanta, in New York, and in LA, everybody was fucking Black. Everybody that we saw captured was fucking Black. Robbing people, shot that man, lady, killed her up. It's like, we can be mad because I do not agree with Stop and Frisk. However, we do have to have accountability with the way that we've been operating, just like overall. But also, a lot of that shit is because a lot of people out of work got the PPP loans, don't want to go back to how they used to live. It's just such a snowball effect.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about PPP loans.
It's such a...
I don't want to talk. I'd say it's 2020, child, but had I known what I known in 2020, I would have been signing the fuck up.
Some of people go, I'm like, how do people, because there's a hell of a lot of people that's not going to jail, but some, or not getting caught, but there's people who's also getting caught too.
I feel like the really greedy people are getting
caught.
When they get caught, we talk about millions.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. I could have got a cute little 40.
That's
what I mean? Bought a little house in Indiana.
Yeah. The regular hard ERs. Like, they thought you got your little coin. And it's just, you know.
Yeah, they out here getting millions. I just needed a couple stacks.
That's it. I wasn't even trying to be greedy. Like, just a little, you know, just a little something. So I feel like we talk about a PPP like every episode.
Because
so
I'm upset. Oh, man,
we didn't get one.
Like, I'm upset. I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy.
I'm dead. Okay. All right. DMX. Oh my God. I cannot. Nah, but. And you are falling.
Cannot. Oh my goodness, can I share something? I should have did this in my catch up, but I went to OKC and I got a Reiki done by this Native American woman. And a lot of stuff was like a Reiki healing.
What's a Reiki?
It's more of like an energy cleanse.
Okay.
So you know that we are all energies, the earth, there's energy in the earth, there's energy in rocks and stones and all of that, like whatever. But aside from like the personal things that she told me, I thought something was very interesting that she shared specifically for, you know, those who were assigned the female gender at birth and chose that. Our bodies, we were taught like under the patriarchy regime and rule that like having that monthly cycle was negative, you know, that it was the curse and all of these things. But she told me that that's actually like outside of it being like a personal cleanse of toxins and, you know, all of the things in your bodies, that's an opportunity for you to really kind of like maximize on the change and shift of energy that you have from this fertility moment. And fertility doesn't have to necessarily mean children. It can mean like fertility of ideas, fertility of like creativity, fertility of just progression. So she told me to like, for anything that I'm passionate about, like outside of just my day-to-day work life, but any type of separate goals or like if I'm, you know, I don't know, practice my trumpet more or whatever. But she said that to focus or find things that I want to focus on and focus on them during that time of my menstrual cycle to tap into that additional energy. Yes, I thought that was very interesting.
It is, because it's also a reminder, like you have a monthly reminder in a way.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. you can really focus in like, oh, this is, it's like a, it's a literally a body reminder to really refocus and double down on the things that interest you that
yeah.
men don't have.
That is, like, that's so interesting.
It's so interesting. But like somebody, like for me personally, I feel so beautiful on my period. I don't know why. I don't I feel nasty, but I feel beautiful, if that makes sense. Like I feel like, I feel like my pheromones is just like I can pull your nigga type shit. You know, like I feel really fine on my period.
Right.
And I don't know, even if I have a pimple or some random shit, but I don't know. Is that it's so when she like, said that good. It had me thinking and I was like, damn, I'ma try that. So I encourage all of the other, okay. I just wanted to share that. I thought that was very, very interesting information.
That yeah. is, so, and the process is just, they kind of like go with their hands over your body.
Yeah. So they start, they focus on all of your chakra points. So your head, your crown, your third eye, and then your throat chakra, your heart, your stomach, and then your root or genitalia. And so in this, like she's also like a medium. So, I think that's more of like a deeper in-depth, more personal, like outside of the Oprah Rose community, cause it gets a little crazy, but they're able to pick up your energy. And then if they can read blockages. So like, if you have experienced some type of traumatic thing that has caused blockage in your heart chakra, she would be able to sense that and give you tools or crystals or, you know, essential oils or whatever, but also like to be able to address it. And then it's like kind of like level. So I guess depending on the area of blockage and how bad it might be, you might have to have multiple sessions. You might have to do other shit. But that was my first time experiencing that.
How did it feel while you were doing it? Did it feel like this euphoric feeling? Is it like a sense of relaxation?
Very relaxing. Okay. Very, very relaxing. Her hands was hot. Like that was like the, like, I won't say it was alarming, but that was the thing that I paid attention to. It's like, was you back here just rubbing your hair, like just causing friction? Like, why are your hands so hot on my head?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Interesting.
I was to say, I would be afraid I was going to fall asleep.
No, that's real, because you are relaxed.
Yeah.
But
I miss my calling. Yeah. I miss my throat chakra. Shit.
She's so damn sleepy.
So this girl's always sleepy. Like,
and they're like, oh my God, girl, I'm so sorry. Did I miss anything? Run it back.
I'm fucking dead.
I had a friend, her cousin. I was going to go in Baltimore. This was years ago, and honestly just forgot and never thought about it. Come on. Yeah. Open up them chakras.
Okay. I've never opened up my chakras, but I'm interested.
Yeah, it was nice. 10 out of 10, but I guess, you know, everybody, you know, you can't trust everybody. This was a referral.
Okay.
Right. That's a lot of it too. I think that, right, you have to make sure the right person, because if their energy is transferred to you.
I got enough issues. I don't need no transfers.
I don't need none. None. Absolutely none. Well.
Well, it was so good catching up with y'all. It had been a while.
It has.
I miss y'all so much.
Y'all look great.
Thank you, baby.
You don't look like what you've been through.
Right. Okay. That's the one. Like, oh, don't look like what I've been through.
Okay, because that skincare regimen is regimenting.
Oh, that was the other plus of like always being in the house now, that I was like, oh my God, my skin is the clearest it's been.
I have not had a pimple. If this was wood, I would knock. In weeks.
Look at the Lord.
And I have adult acne, so I don't know. I'm just thanking the Lord.
Yeah, it's definitely. I bought me some new Korean skincare mask, child. I gave myself a 40-minute facial.
That's the girl. I use Korean skincare for my morning routine. Everything is Korean.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, everything?
Everything. Oh, aside from the face wash, it's like the toner, the essence, and the moisturizer.
Okay. Yeah. But, I only have face masks, and everything else is like a bunch of other shit. But
I mean, so, they be knowing.
Okay.
They fucking great grandmothers be looking 50 and they 90 and shit. So
yeah, maybe I should look into some more.
I'll share the brand with you.
Please. Yep. I was just about to say, please share it. Well, the quote of the day is shout out to everyone winning silent battles and making progress that others don't recognize. You have so much to be proud of.
We don't look like what you've been through.
I love that little page. We the Urban.
Oh, We the Urban is that girl. You just keep sliding through like, yep.
See, I love her. Yep. So good.
Yeah, We the Urban, I feel like it's a pandemic page. Like, I feel like that definitely came about with the pandemic in 2020.
I don't even remember.
I first started seeing it, at least.
Yeah, I don't remember. I didn't even remember what year you moved into my apartment, and I had to actually go in my phone and like look through my photos to see.
Like the one you're in now?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what year you moved in?
I didn't know if it was 2020 or 2021.
I mean,
what was it? Look, I'm 2020, right?
2020, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was last year. It was 2020. Yeah, because I was like, I was thinking about something. I was like, what is my lease up? Matter of fact, real quick, because we've been talking about all these goddamn apartments today. So if you move in, because you know I didn't have a lease before, if I signed a 3-year lease, it's up this year or next year? Like, do they count the first year? This is a really dumb question, but
it'd be next year.
Yeah, it'd be next year,
2023.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought.
You signed a 3-year lease?
Mm-hmm.
Is your landlord Black?
No, but they're so cool. I love them. It's a couple.
Like, I've never heard of this.
Me neither.
I had
2 years. Like, yes.
Right. But I was like, and three.
They ain't even doing that right now. So
yeah, I was definitely like three. But at the time.
That was all they would accept. I'm getting all in your business.
To be honest, I didn't even ask.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Yeah,
I mean, it worked out to your advantage, child, because they out here trying to get the money out the girls, and I'm
and
like,
that's what I thought about. Not. I thought about that, and I was like, well, let you know if I like, and I remember just being, you know, when I was in Bushwick, and every year I wanted to leave, and 10 years later, so I was like, let me just do the, you know, the 3 year.
Yeah, yeah,
and they was trying that shit with me. I called T first and was like, T, they got me fucked up.
Yeah,
never in my life experienced no bullshit like this.
Yeah, like, don't do that, because you're gonna be fighting with their asses.
They gonna be answering the phone and shit.
Like,
mm-mm. Like I got a leak. They like, okay, cool.
Right, exactly. It's very much given like, okay, like figure it out yourself. No, I really believe in like liking, you know, if you can at least. I mean, I've also only lived in like private buildings. So I know, you know, like my landlord is my kind of everything. So, oh my God, this hat is like driving me crazy. Okay, yes, time to go, y'all. Okay, bye.
Bye.